More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. For years, it was extremely difficult to find meals like bison pot roast or even an elk taco at a restaurant. However, indigenous cuisine, well, it has been in the Americas for centuries. And now, some indigenous chefs are winning awards and they're using their talents to serve their communities. The Mountain West News Bureau's Emma Vandenhainde joined a chef in a Denver community kitchen to see exactly what she's cooking.
Chef Andrea Murdoch is busy in the kitchen. She's baking her light blue sugar cookies with the help of some volunteer chefs.
They're like blue.
Yeah, they stay blue. It's awesome.
They do?
Yeah.
That color is made from Ute Mountain Ute cornmeal from Southwest Colorado.
Blue cornmeal is something that's very specific to the Four Corners region of the U.S. Like, you will not find this easily out on the West Coast, out on the East Coast.
And this isn't the first time she's used unique ingredients.
I source locally and indigenously to support those economies. Kroger doesn't need my money.
It all started when Murdoch expanded Four Directions Cuisine, her food business. She wanted to create South American cuisine. And through her research, she found that ingredients representative of the culture were pre-colonial, like rabbit, bison, or other foods that existed in the Americas before colonizers arrived.
I have this distinct privilege and honor to be able to take the teachings from others and translate that through menus.
Along with sourcing food from local and indigenous farmers, she forages around her for flowers and grasses, praying to the weather god Iapa for rain. As she cooks, she taps into what she calls her sixth sense and connects with plants and animals that are seen as relatives in her culture.
There's an element of listening to the ingredients and understanding how you're going to honor them best.
Indigenous cuisine like Murdoch's has recently grown in popularity, with many restaurants opening in cities like Minneapolis and Seattle. And for the second year in a row, a native chef won a James Beard Award, almost like the Oscars for cooking. But it wasn't always this way, and there's still room to grow.
We find food from all over the world in our amazing cities, and very seldom do we find food of where we happen to be standing that represents the land and the indigenous communities and cultures.
That's Sean Sherman, head chef of Awamni in Minnesota, and a multi-James Beard Award winner.
And we should really be focused on what's the true food of North America, and you can't understand North American food unless you bring the indigenous perspective into it.
He says the absence of native restaurants resulted from many wrongdoings by the federal government. Bison were killed at alarming rates. Federal boarding schools stripped indigenous peoples of their culture, and forcing them onto resource-poor reservations put them in a systemic trap. He says they haven't had time to heal yet, let alone evolve.
The more you dig into it, the more inequality you see, and the more racist structures you can see that are still built into the system.
Murdoch wants to shed light on this through her cooking. She's made food for several fundraising dinners that focus on issues like missing and murdered indigenous relatives or Indian boarding school trauma.
Like, yes, I'm a chef, but I'm using that platform to bring awareness to cultural issues.
This summer, she helped with Denver Eats, hosted by the American Indian College Fund. It raises tens of millions of dollars each year for indigenous students to attend tribal colleges. Cheryl Crazy Bull, the College Fund CEO, loves hosting the event.
Events like this, for me, are that opportunity for us to showcase the kinds of things that we as Native people contribute to society.
The dinner portion featured indigenous chefs preparing dishes with pre-colonial ingredients, like a hen of the woods mushroom soup or Three Sisters hors d'oeuvre. Ben Jacobs, the co-founder and chef of Tokabe American Indian Eatery in Denver, also cooked for the event. With each dish, he tries to tell a story and make food for people, not for a profit.
The point is being able to provide people food that's meaningful and not worry about, at the end of the day, I'm only here to make money, because we're not. We're here to make impact.
Murdoch wants to do the same. By cooking at events like this, she hopes to uplift the cuisine and causes of her community while inviting others into the discovery.
Food is a common necessity. One of the few common necessities that everybody needs, no matter what. Like, we need it for survival. So why not have a conversation about where your food came from?
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Vandenhainde.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.